I'd like to start this episode and this new version of Snitch on America with something that is going to annoy you. I've already annoyed you. My voice is annoying. I've already broken the rules, shattered under bounds. And now to introduce my point, what's the difference between you and me? I'm going straight to my opponent, and I don't view it as my opponent. I view you as a friend I haven't gotten a chance to meet because we grew up on different sides of the street. But you could think of it as a debate, and we're trying to get to know each other, and it's the only way that we can hope to salvage both of our societies, the upper class and the lower class. So I know that we've crossed paths before a number of times in rebellions on this continent and the last, and from time to time, probably in the commons or in the higher taverns. I have no idea what it was like or where we crossed paths, but I know that different ancestors of ours have met each other, and that's just blood. Our souls are different too. It's a whole different matter, and I don't claim to explain it or know how it works, but I just know that believing in it helps a lot, and having faith in something that's going to work out as I'm lucky that it has pulled me through, because I'm not very naturally gifted in faith. God had to pull a lot of tricks to make me believe, and I'm very lucky. So the thing is, there's one of them. I haven't had training in speech, but the way that I view it is that that is a weakness that you guys have all learned to, basically you had to learn it because that's the way of a university. And the way it is it's like a one-way chant. Everybody has to think the same way. And in order to make it the farthest in a long one, like straight arrow race, you have to go the fastest and the straightest and the most normal or the most conformed, the most similar ways of talking and approaches to everything work. So this is in response to one thing I said earlier, that people at the higher end of the society tend to, like, why? All right. I don't know who I met, but it might have been Berg, or it might have been somebody with the FBI. But I just asked him, I had a funny feeling, is there some kind of an acquisition going on today? And I was interpreting the letters of Brexit in different ways, and I thought something about Torrance, you know, Boone and Ryan, enter duel in Torrance. Who knows what the heck it means? Cross paths in Torrance. And then I realized this guy I walked by looked like he could have been, I've seen him several times lately, never seen him before in my life, but he could be a descendant of Daniel Boone. And then I started thinking of all the other ones. There's Bush, Byrne, Berg, people I don't know of, but I feel like somehow for a while I've been getting their attention just because of my name or because of the words they put out there, and that I don't think that they're hearing them in the right way because everyone's getting different interpretations or different translations. And the people I know that I think hear things don't ever admit it. But I don't understand why they told me not to talk about it. So I try to talk about it, and I hope you guys do too. Because if there's anything we're going to do to try to save both our classes, then we have to communicate with each other. Especially about this. The only thing that's happening is that God's intervening, or the devil, whatever you want to call it, all the gods intervening, because finally woke him up and it's freaking necessary. Nothing else is working. So, I'd like to be able to show people that are skeptical that it will work, but it's not going to do it by magic. So I don't use magic. All right. What's the deal with time? How come the most laborious job in the world, taking care of everybody and everything, being the final decision maker, if you're the Supreme Court Justice of the world stage or something, how much time do you have for that job? Do you have just enough time so that somebody who gets 4 hours sleep a night and works on it all day just by praying and trying to stay afloat, not financially, just stay alive and clothed. Can I beat you at it so that someone in your class structure has to, or feels that they have to, without consulting you, put me in jail because I'm getting too close to figuring stuff out, and without consulting me or talking to me, they think it's just best if I'm in jail, neatly put it away? And I know the way I talk is probably annoying and it's hard to get used to, but I think out loud. And I do that because I want to let you in on my thought process. Maybe some people don't like you about that too, because you're not so purebred, or so many generations of university. I think it comes down to business and the fact that the most powerful men financially, and finance is the weight and measure we use for power, so those men have businesses to run and businesses have schedules, and that is the problem right there. It always was. Wasn't always the problem, because sometimes we had to survive for ourselves. Like we had need deadlines to get through the winter. But I think if we go back to the history of America, the beginning, we had a debt to pay from the very beginning, right? I mean, it started out as a operation for whoever is the highest bidder. It always was, because England wasn't rich. It was because he was in debt, right? King George was in debt, so we had to go do it for him, and that's why the Hessians were there to, like, overlook us and see, make sure you're not stealing anything. So it's all about debt, time, and I'm going to cut this short because of compromise, and I hope that that is at least bridges the divide between us, because I'd like to hear personal something, not just some form letter, because time, things are dire, and I don't want to say I told you so in the next life. I really don't. And not to be, not to hold that up. I know it sounds like I've got hairs about me, and I probably do, but not to hold that up. I'm just, that's the easiest way I can put it. Hi, how you doing? Now that I think about it, postscript, is there something that anybody wants to tell me about, some kind of a plan about me, or like my identity, or things seem awfully weird for me the last few years and getting weirder still, but I wonder if they don't seem as weird for everybody else. isn't it time we can just kind of let go of certain things and decide what we don't need anymore, but what we do have to exact a toll on, get precise as priceless, bah. Precisely as possible, exact a toll, try to get it when it's right at the point, midpoint of the sky. And I guess if you've got a sadist, a Sade, Belsman, I just wonder, like, is that where the sadism is? Because there's somebody, or it's probably a few of them, and I don't know if it's still around or not, but sadism isn't the right word. It's just some people have like a weird thirst for blood or desire to just not express their anger and then wait and take it out on somebody else. And like, I was having good thoughts about George W. Bush for a while, like last six months. And before that, I hadn't thought about him in a long time. And like, you know, way back in 10 years ago, I was like, oh, he's such a liar, blah, blah, blah. But now I have put myself in the shoes, but I've noticed that my thinking changes when other people's thoughts change. So other people start thinking of maybe of me as thinking of him like that, or they start thinking of him as that. And I just have this image in my head all of a sudden. It changes from like a guy with good judgment, but not too serious, which is good too, to some kind of propaganda picture of like Mad TV and a nuclear bomb in the background. And I think I might have made that Photoshop picture, but it's like gotten worse in my head. It's almost like, maybe it's you, maybe you started, maybe somebody else made a better version of it, a scarier version. And that would suck, because we don't need that stuff, you know, people worrying about that. But when I'm praying to God or talking out loud or cursing Satan, I go all over the place in order to explore what is right and what isn't. And that's one of the places I've been, asking questions. Is it? Who else am I? He's the one that's here, this country. Oh, yeah, I forgot, Clinton. So let's just say, just in case, Bush is the sadist evil one. And if I end up in his dungeon, then he'll torture me. But see, I hope you don't. See, all right, maybe now it's gone on too long, because I haven't met you yet. And it's like making. And this shouldn't be public. This should be just for me and you, because it already is public. This is very quamsical. How do we ever get a voice? You think my representative have time for me? No. A councilman? No. I would just like someone to tell me what you want to hear from me. Because I know some of you are having trouble with personal demons and stuff. But it might have already been... It's calmed down a lot for me. And I'm hoping that it was you on my team at the time that it calmed down. And everything's better now. Because that's what I've been wanting to help with for a while now. I just haven't reached the right ears.